New details from France are adding to our understanding of the scope of sex abuse within the Catholic Church. A report finds more than 330,000 children were abused by priests and others in the Catholic Church in France over the past 70 years. The stories are similar to the revelations about abuse by priests in the U.S. over the past 20 years. Joining us now for more is NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
What else is in this new report about sex abuse in the French Catholic Church?
Well, this is the definitive report about sex abuse, and it's very in-depth, 2.5 years in the making, a 22-member team, half men, half women, half secular, half religious, doctors, lawyers, sociologists. I mean, they plumbed the depths of police, press, and church archives that were fully opened up to them. They did thousands of interviews with victims. They set up a hotline that got more than 6,000 calls. You know, as you said, 3,000 priests, who made up about two-thirds of the perpetrators, may have sexually abused 300,000 and more children. And it doesn't just detail the abuse. It looks at the culture that enabled it. You know, one of the things that the report talked about is the power given to priests, you know, the sort of glorification. They're deified, and it says it's too much, you know. Confession, they receive you for confession. They're called father. Even this aura around celibacy, and that was one of the things that was pointed to. But it really just goes through it and dissects it completely, this report.
Well, the glaring question with these stories is, why did it take so long for this information to come to light?
Yeah, you're right. You know, a journalist told me who writes about the church, she said there's a silence, an omerta around abuse in the French Catholic Church. She said it's like there's a lid on it. And some stories, you know, stories have come out. They came out in the early aughts, like in the U.S. But, you know, then they went away. The lid went back on. But everything began to change in 2015. There was a pedophile priest in Lyon, Father Prenat, and he was seen as being protected by the Cardinal of Lyon, who was eventually in 2019 convicted of hiding him. And that just blew the lid off of it completely. The first victims associations were formed. They got huge, excuse me, I was getting a phone call in. They got huge publicity, and that changed everything. So it's changed since then, and that's when the Conference of Bishops ordered this report 3 years ago.
Mm. What is the Catholic Church saying about this report, Eleanor?
Well, they are, you know, they are profuse apologies, shame, and Pope Francis says this is a great shame. He has sorrow, and, the French Catholic Church must take responsibility. But the Catholic Church, and I would say French society, is really reeling from this. One of the head of the commission went on the radio this morning and talked about their work over the last 2.5 years. And what, you know, he says he is still getting, they've interviewed all these victims, he's still getting calls, and someone called into the radio, and he was just, it was a victim. He said, merci, merci, merci. He just said, you have, for the first time, I don't feel anonymous and alone. And he just, you know, kept saying merci. So it's having a huge impact.
Mm. What do these findings mean for the Catholic Church going forward?
Well, everyone is asking that. And I actually spoke today with Karine Dahl. She is the communications person in charge of communications for the Conference of Bishops. And I said to her, you know, church membership is going down. You've got to really change. What are you going to do? And she seemed taken aback. And here's what she told me.
This is not a question of having people in the churches. That's not the point today. The point is that we have to be sure that children are safe. That's only the point. And that's what is in the mind of the French bishop.
What now, Eleanor?
Everyone is waiting for that. Like she said, children have to be safe. And we'll see maybe in November when the French bishops meet for their annual meeting in Lourdes. And everyone is expecting big changes in the French Catholic Church.
Let's hope so. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Eleanor, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.